Good morning. Bill Robertson called a month and a half ago and asked if I'd be willing to sit in on this panel on the resistant weeds. And I agreed. And later on, my father and I were sitting around discussing some of our practices and what we've been doing. And he jokingly said, "Oh, you're going to have to get up there and testify." So here I am in front of you testifying today. We farm in Edmondson, Arkansas. It's about 20 miles southwest of Memphis, Tennessee. We're in Crittenden County, and we're about 5 miles south of Interstate 40 on Highway 147. And as I said, I farm with my father. We're both Mississippi State grads, and I returned to the farm in 93 to start my farming career. Now, I'm married to the former Evelyn Rushing, and I believe her father may be here today. Kyle and Imogene Rushing are her parents. And we have one daughter, Mary Claire. She's 6 years old, and we are expecting another one in mid-April. So needless to say, things are going to be very busy around my house when it comes to cotton planting time. But we're excited. We have about 5,000 acres on our operation. As you can see, 990 is cotton, 2,700 is soybeans, 600 wheat, 600 grain sorghum, and that's 4 acres of pumpkins, not four pumpkins. That was a little venture I started this past year just to, I wanted my daughter to kind of get involved, and so we did a little pumpkin patch. And do you know how many pumpkins you can get off 4 acres? We didn't get any rain, so I hate to see what happens when it rains, but we were actually out there in that thing hunting them like Easter eggs and all the pigweeds. There's not a whole lot of herbicide program along with the pumpkins, so I'm going to talk with Dr. Ken later to see if there's something else we'll do, but I think that's another venture we'll probably do this next year. We got a lot of enjoyment out of it. Our soils are basically silt loam to heavy clay, good old gumbo. A lot of you probably know what the old blue gumbo. We're set up on a 38-inch row configuration, and all the cotton is fur irrigated. And we try to hip up or bed up in the fall and let it sit all winter. And then in the spring, we'll come down early spring and plow or burn down. And then right at planting, we'll knock the top out of the bed and then plant right in behind it. In the past, we had relied heavily on glyphosate for our herbicide program until we started noticing resistance. And so we had to change up some of our practices. But a lot of our spraying, the majority of our spraying is done with a case sprayer. We use about 10 gallons of water. And any lay-by we do is done with a hooded sprayer, or we've got a W&A lay-by rig that that we apply our burn down with. Our lay-by. In the late fall of late summer, early fall of 2002, we noticed there was a few mare's tail or horseweed that were still in the field that we should have taken care of. So kind of threw up a red flag. We may be into a resistance. So in the spring of 2003, we came in and applied our burn down, one quart of touchdown. And with the burn down, we put out the appropriate surfactants and drift control agents along with that. I won't mention that on every one. But we do put that out with our burn down. And after a period of time, you know, it was it's a little early, so we figured, okay, it's just taking a little bit longer to work. Well, lo and behold, we look, and this is what we've got. It's just burning it. We're not doing a whole lot with it. Well, there was quite a bit of time had elapsed during this, and before we knew it, it was a little late, so it was time to plant. So we had to go on and plant, and we did. And we applied another quart of touchdown, and we tried a half a pound of diuron to try to take out the what we had there. A lot of you may know that diuron is a clay-based material, and what it did, it just locked the glyphosate up. And this took a period of time to try to figure all this out, but we had very limited results out of that application. So what we did is we came back in on June 22nd, and put out a quart of touchdown under the Dickey fenders, and just tried to blow it under there until we figured out what we were going to do. Well, we finally figured out what we were going to do. Well, after that application, this is Dr. Bob Scott. We were killing one and not killing the other. Okay, we've solved the theory here. We've got resistance. There's no doubt about it. So how are we going to address it? We go get the old cultivator. Now, we hadn't used a cultivator in several years. It took me several days to find it out in the grass patch. And it took me a while, but we finally put it back together. It was a good cultivator in its time. It was a Suka cultivator, had a main sweep with the disc killers on the back. Did an excellent job of cleaning up the middles, left the top of the row probably 10 or 12 inches. Like I say, did a good job on the middles. We still had mare's tail down through the middle of the cotton. So what are we going to do there? We called the choppers. This is actually the fella in the white shirt is our county agent, Mike Hamilton. He's out here somewhere. And we got John McFarland in the middle and Jason Osmond. They're our county agents. And it didn't take me long to figure out that they weren't going to last long. They were wanting to know when it was break time, when we were going to eat, what was for lunch. So we went on and did away with that program probably about the second day. So to follow up the plowing, we just came back in with a pound of diuron and a pint of crop pole. And we figured if nothing else, we're just going to burn it, hold it, make it sick so it won't do anything else. In 2004, that's when we called the University of Arkansas, got in touch with Dr. Ken Smith and Dr. Bob Scott, and they came out and started setting up some of their trials on our farm. In the meanwhile, we had to start our burn down program, and we just went on with the suggestion from them. We went on and started putting 2,4-D in all of our burn down. Now, we did that on all of our cotton acres, all of our soybean acres, any our burn down. We went on and added the 2,4-D in there. Later on in the season, we switched to the dicamba. When we ran out of that window for the 2,4-D, if we got too far along in the season, we switched to the dicamba, which was Clarity. And you'll see in another one of my slides, I think I've got a Sterling in there. That's just a generic dicamba. But like I say, on the 15th, we came in and put in our 22 ounces of Roundup, Original Max, and the one pint of 2,4-D. Came in after that, planted. Then came back with another 22 ounces of Roundup, Original Max, and the one pint of Dual. The Dual was there for a residual on any of the grass and pigweed that may start to show up. We knew we were resistant with the mare's tail. We didn't want to get into that with the pigweed, so we decided to throw a little different chemistry in there to try to throw it off. Came back in, put out another 18 ounces of Roundup Original Max and the tenth of an ounce of Invoke. And the Invoke ended up did a good job for us. We were pleased with that move. And then again, we came back in with a pound of diuron and the one pint of crop oil just to kind of to seal everything over and hopefully hold us through harvest. And we were very pleased with that program. It did very well. So in 2005, we came out with 8 ounces of Sterling, which I mentioned is the dicamba. We wanted to switch off of the Roundup just to not to get into that cycle. So we ended up just putting the 8 ounces of the Sterling out with the diuron, and at the burn down, of course, we put in the appropriate surfactants and the wind drift stuff to control that. Came in on the 6th and planted. Put out another 20 ounces of Roundup Original Max on the 25th. Then we went back with another tenth of an ounce of Invoke under the hoods with that shot of with Roundup. And that Invoke does an excellent job of holding the horseweed. Now, hold in mind, we did not have this resistance on all of our acres. It was on some select fields. So we did not do this to every field. We tailored it to our what the field conditions were. And on a lot of that, the Invoke was doing an excellent job of taking care of the mare's tail. 2006, we get geared up. We put out 16 ounces of Roundup Original Max in the D at burn down. Come back in at plant. We started using the flex cotton. So When I get further in my slides here and you see Roundup, we're in flex. We're going over the top trying to eliminate some other problems. We put at 20 ounces of Roundup Original Max. Came back in on the 16th, put another 20 ounces. And then on the 28th, we put in the another 20 ounces of Roundup Original Max and 1/4 Prometrine, which a lot of you know is the Caporal. I'd like to say on a lot of these fields where we thought we may have the resistance problem, we substituted an ounce and a half of Valor in for the Prometrine. And Valor is an excellent product. We really like the results of. But one thing you have to decide is how bare do you want your ground during the winter months? Because Valor will actually clean it up. If you've got some highly erodible ground or something, you may want to think of doing something different. But we were pleased with that. In fact, in 2007, we added the Valor in with our burn down. And we were very pleased with that move. I think we'll probably do that again this year on some of it. We planted on the 8th. And then we came back in and put out another 20 ounces of Roundup Original Max. And here we are again with the Roundup. We put in another 20 ounces of Dual, like I say, to give us a residual for our grasses and our pigweed. Now here we had the 20 ounces of Roundup Original Max, and that was our last application for last year. And that was we were very pleased with that program. I think we'll probably stay up with that. We'll tailor it a little bit. We've got some pigweeds that may be start the resistance, so we'll be addressing those issues this spring as we get into it. The key to this thing is once you think you may have some resistance, is go ahead and jump on it. Don't just turn your head, because if it gets too far out of hand, next thing you know, you got this. This, thank goodness, this is not one of our fields. This was a field that was there in the county that had been laid out, and it just sitting there going to seed. And this is what you'll end up with. If you get to this point, you know, you're in pretty bad shape. Same spot in the field. This 4 months later, this is our county agent again. He actually drove his truck into the field, and this is where it just stopped him. He couldn't go any further. This is what you definitely don't want. So please jump on those problems early, and hopefully you'll be able to take care of any resistance you got. That's all I got.